Caravan number two. How important are these stops just from an outreach standpoint for the school?
I think they're huge. You know, as you know, Mike, we've got such a great following, not only in the Twin Cities, but across the entire state. And I think when you go out state, you have a chance to interact with the fans and see them. I think it means a lot when we come to their hometown, if you will. And it's great that we get our coaches here, Coach Fleck, Coach McCutcheon, Coach Agam, and Coach Smith. And so we're excited to be here. They're excited to see you. And it's just a great opportunity for our program to say thanks to our wonderful fans across the state.
And really, after 2 years of not being able to do that, I know there were fans allowed in the stands last year, but there wasn't much of this type of stuff. How nice is it to get out and about and just interact this way, too, on their home turf, so to speak?
You know, I think Heather Fleck made the comment early in the pandemic about how we're all going to love when we're back together and we'll never take it for granted again. And I think she was very wise. I think, again, you were at our football game. Sure, we had fans back and you're at these events with us. I think everybody just appreciates it. I think everybody realizes how much we miss that interaction, being around people. And, again, I give Heather a lot of credit because she talked about how we're all going to appreciate this. And, you know, it's great to see the excitement from our coaches, from you, myself, our fans, to be a part of this stuff. So it's really great to be back out here in front of them.
When you get out, what kind of questions or what's the most common topic maybe that people hit you with?
As you know, there's a lot going on in college athletics right now, especially, you know, around name, image, and likeness, the transfer portal. Those seem to be very popular questions right now. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for our coaches and people who work in athletics. There's a lot going on right now, as you know, and trying to navigate the waters. And, you know, we keep talking about we're going to make value-based decisions at Minnesota. We continue to do that, and I'll continue to lead us in the right direction.
Certainly, I mean, we could talk an hour about it, but generally, you know, what is, you know, how are we navigating through this from a athletic director standpoint, and, you know, maybe passing on, you know, words of wisdom, so to speak, to the coaching staffs of all the sports?
Yeah, well, we were able to get together, as you know, Jeremiah Carter, who heads up our compliance. You know, Jeremiah spent, I think, 7 or 8 years at the NCAA, and he's been back at Minnesota, former student athlete. Now he heads up our compliance, and he's done such a great job with myself, our senior staff, our coaches, and all of our staff as a whole. And we've had meetings about this, and we've talked about, again, we want to make value-based decisions. We want to make the best decisions for Minnesota. We're not going to change who we are in terms of the type of kids we recruit to come to Minnesota. And yes, there's a lot of noise on the outside, but we're going to focus on Minnesota, do what's best for Minnesota long term. And as you know, doing it right in Minnesota matters, and our coaches clearly understand that, and we'll continue to do things the right way.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, boss.